Tensions between the U.S. and Russia are rising after the U.S. downed a Syrian jet yesterday. Washington and Moscow are backing different sides in Syria's civil war, which has dragged on now for more than 6 years. Holly Williams has more on this. Holly?
Anthony, the U.S. coalition says that a Syrian regime Su-22 fighter jet dropped bombs close to U.S.-backed forces on the ground southwest of Raqqa. Now, those forces are fighting against ISIS. They're supported by U.S. troops, and the bombs were so close that the U.S. sent an F-18 to shoot down the Syrian jet, the first time that's happened during the Syrian civil war. Now, Russia, which backs the Syrian regime, has retaliated by saying that it will now track all U.S. coalition aircraft as targets. Russia also says that it is shutting down cooperation to prevent mid-air collisions, though General Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said today that the two countries are still communicating, and he warned against hyperbole. As ISIS loses ground in Syria, pro-regime forces and U.S.-backed forces are bumping up against each other, increasing the danger of a miscalculation, with the worst case scenario being the U.S. and Russia drawn into a direct conflict.
Holly Williams in Istanbul, thanks.